in the Vatican, Pope Benedict has raised to sainthood four people at a canonization ceremony in St. Peter's Square, and he says he hopes their example will inspire courage in Catholics today. Chris Altieri has the details.
In his homily, Pope Benedict XVI reflected on the lives of Rafael Ghisari Valencia, Filippo Smaldone, Rose Venerini, and Theodore Guérin, whose names, said Pope Benedict, will be remembered forever.
I loro nomi saranno ricordati per sempre.
Pope Benedict said the witness these four gave to the gospel is in stark contrast to the rich youth from this Sunday's gospel. That wealthy young man who refused the Lord Jesus' call to sell all he had, give to the poor, and become a disciple. The rich young man refused the call, and so we do not know his name. The evangelist did not write it down.
Questo giovane è rimasto anonime.
Pope Benedict spoke of the qualities which distinguish each of the Church's four new saints. The Pope said Rafael Ghisari Valencia, Bishop of Veracruz in Mexico, was a tireless preacher of the gospel to the people of his diocese. Pope Benedict recalled one of the holy bishop's favorite sayings.
A un obispo le puede faltar mitra, baclo e hasta catedral, pero nunca le puede faltar el seminario.
A bishop may want a mitre, a crozier, and even a cathedral, but he must never be without a seminary, for upon the seminary depends the future of his diocese. With this profound sense of priestly fatherhood, said Pope Benedict, the bishop was able to guarantee the preparation of his seminarians even while he endured persecutions and bore the suffering of exile.
La preparación de los alumnos, que el ejemplo de San Rafael Ghisari Valencia.
May the example of St. Rafael Ghisari Valencia, said Pope Benedict, serve to call bishops and priests to consider the promotion of priestly vocations as an integral part of their pastoral programs. Pope Benedict then spoke of the two new saints from Italy, Philip Smaldone and Rose Venerini. Philip Smaldone was a priest from the south of Italy who dedicated his life to serving people who were deaf and mute. In those who could neither hear nor speak, said Pope Benedict, St. Philip discovered the image of Christ.
Nei sordomuti, San Filippo Smaldone vedeva riflessa.
A great-hearted priest with a profound devotion to the Eucharistic Christ, St. Philip was used to saying that we must submit ourselves to the service of the deaf and mute precisely as we prostrate ourselves before the Blessed Sacrament. Rose Venerini founded a teaching company called the Congregation of Pious Mistresses, also known as the Venerini Sisters. Pope Benedict said St. Rose was not content merely to provide adequate instruction to her pupils. She was concerned with giving those in her charge a complete formation, with a solid foundation in church doctrine. Pope Benedict said St. Rose's apostolic style continues to animate the work of her congregation, which the Holy Father said is of great importance still today.
E quanto attuale ed importante è anche per l'odierna società il servizio che essi svolgono nel campo della scuola e specialmente della formazione della donna.
A young Frenchwoman, Theodore Guérin, responded generously to the Lord's call and followed her vocation to Indiana in the United States.
There she found a simple log cabin chapel in the heart of the forest. She knelt down before the Blessed Sacrament and gave thanks, asking God's guidance upon the new foundation. With great trust in divine providence, Mother Theodore overcame many challenges and persevered in the work that the Lord had called her to do. By the time of her death in 1856, the sisters were running schools and orphanages throughout the state of Indiana. In her own words, how much good has been accomplished by the Sisters of St. Mary of the Woods. How much more good they will be able to do if they remain faithful to their holy vocation.
At the end of Mass, Pope Benedict prayed the Angelus and greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
The church rejoices in the four new saints raised to the altars today. May their example inspire us, and their prayers obtain for us guidance and courage.